Welcome back to Sports Day SA. Malcolm Blighton, David Wildy. Time to talk greyhounds. The Angle Park Greyhounds are still racing, and thank God they are, Blighty. But it's given us something to have a look at. And we can talk to this CEO of GRSA, Matt Corby. Matt, thanks for your time.
That's a pleasure, David. Good evening, Malcolm, as well.
It must be a strange feel. We can see the dogs going around. Obviously, no crowd at the moment. How are you handling all that?
We're going okay. It's a challenging ride. I've actually been speaking to a few people today, saying, you know what, we're very fortunate that we've got any show at all. You know, so we're one of the privileged people to be running a business at the moment, and so we've got to make every post a winner with all of that. But it's a very different beast than the one we've known. That goes without saying.
Yeah, Matt, I'm fascinated. Revenue, how's that in an overall picture? With people not being there, you know, people bet on the track, I get that. Is your revenue down a little bit to, say, this time last year? Have you done those numbers?
Yeah, Malcolm, it's interesting. There are a few forces at play here, and really, in a practical sense, we've probably got about a couple of weeks of data and one telling week of data to go by. But here are the factors, I think. First of all, with all the retail outlets closing, pubs and clubs, etc., that's obviously produced a significant hit for Tabcorp or UBet in this state. Separately, you've got a whole lot of people with an unusual amount of time on their hands, and they're not competing against so many other sports betting options. And that factor in isolation should be good for wagering. And then you've got the obvious issue in the background, which is how many people have been affected in terms of their ability to put aside some expendable income.
I think a whole
lot of people will be bunkering down who might have been regular punters in happier days.
Matt, are the owners and trainers really keen to keep the show on the road?
Oh, it's really important. Listen, racing is a pretty unique product, and I know that there are so many people suffering at the moment, and people might look at racing and say, "Well, why do they get the right to go on?" But it's an enormous employer. Its tentacles reach out far and wide outside of just the people who get on the back of a horse or who box a dog. It's a massive contributor to the state's economy. It has a $400 million impact in SA alone, and it's a multi-billion dollar industry nationally. And the fact is, there's also a welfare challenge here, which is if we can keep these horses and dogs running, that means income's coming in. It might be different than the levels of income we've known in the past, but hopefully we can manage that in a way which keeps our people, both the people who run the business, the people who put the show on, and our racing horses and dogs an opportunity to be looked after. So it's a real challenge, and it starts with trying to have continuity in the business, and that means we've got to put make every post a winner in terms of social distancing and the measures we employ at our race meetings.
Matt, I was really interested and really keen when you went to Six Dog Field, you know, taking 3 and 6 boxes out. Have you done any studies on that yet, first of all from a revenue point of view, and secondly from a safety point of view?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. So in terms of the interference and the run, we're certainly seeing some anecdotal evidence that it can help on an injury front, so that's certainly something to consider. From a punting perspective, where, just so it's clear, what we did when we introduced six-dog racing, we reduced the number of dogs in the field, obviously, but we also reduced our weekly number of race meetings by one and our weekly number of races, because six-dog racing holds slightly less per race, but the fact that you've got you're only using 75% of the number of dogs to do it, you can put on essentially about 33% more races. So it comes out in the wash, and it's I think, as you've seen around the country, Malcolm, the notion of eight dog fields being the norm in an environment where the racing schedule is so saturated, and where we're having these challenges in the background with drought and fire and now COVID-19, G6 doesn't look all that unusual anymore. It actually stood out a bit more.
So we might have
got there one way or another anyway.
Matt Corby, GRSA CEO, Greyhound Racing South Australia. Hey, Matt, the Adopt a Greyhound program, is that still going?
Yes, so we had a temporary delay over maybe 2 or 3 weeks, but we're really trying to crank up again. We've got two issues. There was a recent gastro outbreak that we had to deal with, and we've also had the obviously the COVID-19 issue of how we deal with people. There's a lot of interaction in terms of us getting dogs from properties, giving them to foster carers, and also enabling the transfer to future adopters. So we've had to sit down and work through all of that to get our processes right, but we're looking as though we'll be back and operating properly from about later next week.
I can't wait, Matt, when things are in full speed. We'll get back to Chase's restaurant, have a glass of red and watch the dogs go around, and hopefully that's sooner
yes,
rather than later.
What a fantastic idea that is, David. I greatly look forward to that occurring. I can't tell you how much.
Good idea. Matt Corby there for Angle Park Greyhounds. He's the CEO and speaks very well too, so at least that's going around. Great to have it still going too, Blighty.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I like my little punt. You know, we have a few dollars each way and a bit of fun. And when you're back a winner, it's quite exciting. So, yeah, I like the dog racing. I really do.
Yeah, it's a good lad. And let's hope they can get things in full swing soon. Open season at Kia. Match-winning deals and Australia's best 7-year warranty across the range. Hey, Blighty, another big show. You had an interesting chat about the draw, how they could possibly squeeze the game in and what footy's going to look like to get back.
Yeah, I know. I've got this date of the 1st of July in my head. I don't know why. You know, it gives them an extra 4 weeks, and hopefully that curve that we've talked about and the medicos give it the all-kill you. What happens from there? We can get a season in, David, if we can get going by then or even a little bit after. As I've mentioned, 13 games, 17 games. Doesn't matter. Nathan Buckley, just to repeat, said, I don't care if it's got an asterisk. If we hold up a Premiership Cup, we'll count it. And I agree with him.
Darren Jarman, hands down, won the half-forward flank. Some great comments coming in. Cam said, why bother with a best-of-four poll when Darren Jarman's one of the four? So D. Jarman, Treadray, and Sean Bergwijn, that's a half-forward line. And the full-forward line was Betts, Modra and Robbie Gray. It's a pretty good side as we speak. We'll be starting on the centre line next week. And the other thing we spoke about, the Crows and Power winning percentage, not bad given that they've only been the Crows since 91 and Port 97.
Yeah, it's a really good patch of work that now, isn't it? It's a really good number. And they sit pretty well in a competition for those that have been in it for that long. Obviously, Gold Coast Suns being the outlier at the moment. But no, I reckon both clubs can hold their head up high and say they've absolutely contributed to the AFL.
Mate, you have a great weekend, and I'll see you Monday between 6 and 7. Bloody bye for now.
Bye, David.